This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
Yeah, you need to be able to swim, basically. The violence just comes to you.
Water polo is a team water sport that combines elements of handball, swimming and even rugby. It has been played in Ireland since the late 1800s and was among the first team sports introduced to the Olympic Games in 1900. I went along to the Guinness Pool at St James's Gate for an underage tournament to find out about the sport, and first up I spoke to Nicky O'Mara of Clontarf Water Polo Club, one of the organisers of the event.
My name is Nicky O'Mara and a junior water polo coach in Clontarf Swimming Club. We're founded in 1884 and we're still here, same year as the GAA.
So the water polo has been going on for that long?
Water polo has been going on since around the 1800s, about 1880 it started. I think Ireland have the oldest senior cup in water polo. It's the Leinster Senior Cup. I think it's 1876 is the oldest water polo cup.
Okay, so not a lot of people would know that.
No, very few.
And tell me a little bit, just what's today? What's going
I'm
on running, today?
I'm organising a junior water polo tournament. I coach the junior club in Clontarf, and it's under 12, so it's kids born 2000 or later. We have kids as young as 8, 9, 10, 11. It's a development from swimming up to water polo. It's rough now. It's a rough game. It's a bit like rugby in the water, right? So it's a bit of physical game in this, you know what I mean? So we have a junior tournament. We've run it for the last 2 years, and that's what we're running here today.
And you coach the kids, so you start them from beginners to
all the way up. I have junior teams under 12, 13, 15, 17, all the way up, you know, and then they play senior. And we're here, Clontarf training Guinness Pool on a Sunday from 12 to 2, and we teach kids, boys and girls, water polo. We don't teach them swimming, we teach them water polo, so if they can swim, they'll pick up the water polo.
Okay, so what is it then that you're looking for? What do you bring to the coaching as far as what skills you need to be a good water polo player?
Basically, you'll develop your skills over time. If you can swim, that's number one, you'll improve in your water polo, right? Secondly, you'll develop your skills from young age, from 8 all the way up, right? We teach tactics. As you play up into more, say, higher divisions and senior level, it's more physical, it's more technical, a bit like basketball, up and down, up and down. At the junior level, it's not. It's like backs, forwards, midfield. It's like a football match in the water.
Next up, I spoke to Jim McConvey, a coach and ex-Irish international, about what drew him to water polo and about the physicality of the sport.
I'm Jim McConvey. I play for Clonard Water Polo Club. I'm coach of the under-16 team and presently the Ulster under-16 coach.
And how long have you played yourself for?
40 years.
So what drew you to the sport in the first place?
In a swimming club, I'm basically tired of counting tails and went up and down the pool and wanted to join in with the team sport. And water polo was just the obvious choice, you know, so just getting involved in something that incorporated just not me, you know, not my physicality, but bringing in a team. And water polo is very, very physical. Very physical in the sense where you can actually push a guy under the water if he has his hand on the ball. You know, that's one thing, you know, but there's quite a lot of physical kind of moves under the water as opposed to being on top of the water. On top of that, you actually got to swim, be able to swim kind of in a normal way, four quarters, and each quarter you should be able to sprint at least 16 times within that quarter. So within a match, you're kind of sprinting possibly 50, 60 lengths in a match. So in sprinting, plus the fact of actually able to get up, pick a ball up, shooting the back of net on the back of also someone trying to push you under the water and pull you under the water. And you know, so physically, you got to be strong, you got to be a strong swimmer, but you've also got to be a very physical, strong person. And I would actually put it in line with something like GAA or rugby, but it's actually played in water. Very physical. Okay? Physicality of water polo is wrestling, shooting, sprinting, swimming, all that comes in. But once kids get in, once, you know, if a child kind of leaves a swimming club or decides he wants to take water polo up, once he gets sucked into the water polo fraternity, if you like, or the water polo teams, he'll never leave. And he'll play, the kind of, you know, once we get kids involved, they generally stay. We don't get a turnover of guys come in. Our biggest problem is actually getting guys involved from swimming clubs in the water polo.
And can I ask you, is it dirty? Is it a dirty game?
Very dirty, very dirty. Years ago, when I played, we used to have to wear rubber trunks, so the guys couldn't grab onto your trunks. But that's part of polo. We don't try and... That's part of the fun.
You know, there is the referees there, but the referees can only see what's going on the top of the water. Yeah. I guess underneath the water, do you wear protection? You must have to.
Actually, quite a lot. Mostly not. You'll get a few guys wearing protection, but to be honest with you, mostly not, no. But it's like everything is like hurling, you know, if you ever came close enough to a guy who's playing hurling, you'll get hurt. And it's the same in water polo. If you're too far away from the guy, that's when you'll get hurt. Or girl, you know, if you're kind of put yourself in a position where they can grab you, that's when you're going to get hurt. But hopefully we try to kind of teach the kids as they get older, kind of body positions and, you know, so it's all part of the learning process, if you like.
And does it boil over though? Must get aggressive?
No, certainly. So it's like all sports, because it's passion, you know, and the passion in sport, the love of sport and the passion in sport, and of course it boils over. But that's all, once again, that's all part of it. As long as people can come away and that kind of get, and can come away and shake hands and enjoy sport. And I keep going back to it, that's what the sport's about. The sport's about, all sports should be about fun, first and foremost, and then passion does kick in later in life. But for kids at this age, under 12, it's just purely fun.
Martin Kelligan is a coach with St Vincent's Club and the manager of the Irish Junior Squad. Having heard a bit about the physical aspect of the sport, I asked about how the coaching deals with the dark arts employed in the game.
There is referees there, but you obviously have to be a little bit on the sneaky side.
Oh, well, yeah, there is that. Well, sneaky is probably the wrong word.
Is it?
It's you're not trying to deceive anybody. You're physical in the water. You're holding your own. It's like an iceberg. You only see 1/10 of the top of an iceberg. Under the water, there's a hell of a lot more going on. There's a lot of legs movement. There's a lot of arms being pulled left, right, and centre. And you have to hold your own in the water. You have to be there. Yeah.
And when you're coaching the kids, do you get that across to them?
Yes, you try and start from an early age, but you're not putting that level of physicality into it at that age. You know, it's not a contact sport, but there is contact. You know, you're trying to defend against somebody. If they're holding the ball in their hand, you're allowed to slap their hand to knock the ball out of their hand. It's the small stuff you start with them younger, and they do develop into it. Then they find themselves ways of getting the ball from other people. So it does become a little bit physical, and I mean tempers are lost at times, even at 14 and 15, you know, especially, you know, kids with egos have, you know, they don't want to be beaten by their brother or their cousin or whoever, so they'll try and get the ball back, and it can get a little bit, but very, very rarely.
And come here, as far as coaching the kids, what are you trying to get across to them for the game?
Primarily it's fun. At that age, it's for them to get into the water and have fun, right? It's technically, it is a very technical sport. There's a lot of technique in it. But at that age, 12, 11, 10, 11, 12, it's to get into the water, throw a ball around, have a bit of fun with people their own age, and get involved in the team sport. It's at that age, it shouldn't be hugely serious. It's just for fun. Just get in there and enjoy yourself. And from there, if they do enjoy it, they will develop. They will come on. So by the age of 14, 15... they're now ready to start playing serious football.
After speaking to the coaches, I talked to a couple of the younger players taking part in the tournament about what they enjoyed about the sport. Then I met some of Ireland's up-and-coming junior internationals.
Kevin, number 12.
And what about you?
Molly, number 11.
Okay. And how long have you been playing water polo for? Start with you, Kev.
4 or 5 years.
Okay. And do you like the sport?
It's just most sports I don't look forward to going to training, but water polo I just love going to training.
And what is it about the sport? Like, what makes you? What's the most enjoyable part of it for you?
Matches. Well, the cups are fun because it's just fun.
And what is it? Do you like scoring goals? Is it the swimming? Is it the physicalness of the sport?
I like the physicalness, but I also like scoring.
And is it rough?
Very rough. Yesterday there's not a place on my face that I didn't get a dig on. And pulling your togs, pulling anywhere, pinching, doing anything, boxing, anything.
So people will be sneaky to try and get an advantage, will they?
Yeah. And then swimming on back is very sore.
And do you end up being sneaky yourself then? Do you foul as well?
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to be able to be a bit, to look after yourself, would you say?
Yeah. You need to be able to stay up while you're being tackled, maybe.
What do you like about the sport, Molly?
Like playing and the roughness of it. It's quite fun.
Oh, you like the roughness there?
Yeah.
And are you rough then?
I can be.
So what kind of stuff did you do? Would you pull people's hair? Would you give them kicks and things like...
Well, you wouldn't really pull their hair and get free, but you do all the things under the water. Yeah, because the referee can't see you doing it.
Does everybody be at that kind of carry-on?
Yeah, you can't be afraid to do it, really, because everyone's doing it back to you, so you have to do it back to them.
Let's start off. I'll get you to introduce yourselves one at a time. So, first of all, yourself.
I'm Jack Riley, St. Vincent's, 16.
Okay. And yourself?
I'm Tiernan Colvin. I play for Vincent's and I'm 16 as well.
I'm Killian Colvin. I play for Vincent's and I'm 15.
And you swim as well?
Yeah.
So is it? Do you prefer this to swimming or?
I prefer waterfall swimming because like it's more enjoyable. Like in swimming, you can't really talk to your friends as you're going along. Whereas in water polo, like in training during breaks, you can have a chat and still have fun while playing.
So the team aspect of it then is very important for you.
Yeah, definitely.
And is it physical? Is it a tough sport?
Yeah, it can get very physical. It can get in fights nearly.
Yeah, okay. And
muscles, what? Sort of. Not like punching, but pushing into each other, hitting off each other, and all this. Make sure you can't get the ball, they'll do what they have to do nearly.
So, what kind of stuff is that?
Holding you underwater, pushing you away from the ball, blocking you from your teammates, splashing you if they have to, anything. So kicking, punching, anything.
Okay, so you have to be able to look after yourself then to play, I guess.
Yeah, you have to be able to fight back.
Do your coaches give you kind of strategies to help you be able to look after yourself, or do you just kind of pick that up through experience?
Well, like they teach you how to like break out when they're holding you and all that, and how to do a few dirty tactics yourself. Like so,
they do, do they?
Yeah.
Do you employ the same tactics then to the opposition?
Well, like if they're doing it to you, you're going to do it back. So, yeah, sometimes. Okay. Most of the time, yeah.
And you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my main job.
What's your position then?
Hold back.
All right, okay.
So I'm doing it to them all the time.
So would you be marking somebody as such then? Would you be?
Normally their player who will come in, their main top scorer normally would come in and take all the shots and I'd just sit on him and make sure he doesn't get the ball, really doing anything that means necessary.
So you're trying to make sure he can't get up to...
Make sure he's tired and that he can't get a ball and shoot. By the time the ball gets him, he's too tired to even get to touch the ball.
Finally, I spoke to Bert O'Brien, one of the veterans of the sport. Bert told me about the health benefits of swimming and that although physicality is important in water polo, that being sharp-minded is equally so.
I'm Bert O'Brien. I swim and play with Sandy Cove. I've been playing for a long time.
And what is it about the sport that you love?
I think it's a great game for your body and your mind. As I see it, and I tell other people, I coach Trinity College at the moment, and I tell them that it's a game for your mind, using your body as a chess piece. It's a very clever game, but you have to be able to swim. The better you can swim, the better you can play. Because these days, unlike the pool in here, you play in a deep pool. You can't stand at all during the game. Most of the games these days take place out in the National Aquatic Centre, and it's a no-standing situation. So it's a tough game.
Do you enjoy the physicality of it?
No, I enjoy the outwitting of the opponents. You know, to be able to see what's happening and realise that I have to do this in order to stop that happening, or I can develop this way, or whatever. I enjoy the mental aspect of it, and the physical is always there, all the time. Yeah.
So is it a tactical game then, is it?
Very much so, yeah. It's very, very mentally... You need to be aware of what's going on at all times in order to play well. The fitter you are, definitely the better you play. The better you swim, the better you play. But if you're sharp-minded, you can get away with not being as fit, say, as you'd like to be, because your mind can know what's going to happen here and can move into a certain position in order to cope with what's going to happen. But it's a great game. I'm still around and I'm still playing and I love it and I recommend it to everybody, quite honestly.
Yeah, so you can play to any age, really, I suppose, as long as you keep fit, because there is still room for the cute player.
Absolutely. I'm 70 years of age, believe it or not, and I'm still playing, yeah. So I enjoy it, yeah. The fact that you're going swimming in order to stay fit, in order to play, keeps you healthy, quite honestly. And you're getting your exercise in on a regular basis, and yeah, couldn't be better. I wouldn't I see people going to the gym and running on the machines and doing all that kind of stuff, but I would only recommend swimming to most people, quite honestly, because it's something you can do for the rest of your life. Well, you won't go kind of playing rugby for the rest of your life, or you won't go out for a jog. You will go swimming.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.